org.
A normal or nuts edition of the Friday What's on Your Mind program. Hi, friends. I'm Chad Hennen. Mark Spokerbo is off today. As many of you listeners to the afternoon Common Sense Club, Mark, the Freedom Poet program, know, Mark lost his mother, and the funeral is tomorrow, the prayer service and everything today. So he's with family in Bemidji, Minnesota. So Mark off today, back on Monday, and all fired up for a Freedom Club gathering at the Pizza Ranch on Monday night. So mark your calendars for that. Look forward to seeing you all there. It's great to gather with those of like mind. And those Freedom Club events are great fun and good opportunity to toss around some get organized and talk about how to right-size the ship of the greatest country on the face of the earth, the United States of America. Steve Bakken will join me a little later on this hour so we can give you a little preview of our guests and the topics on the 9 and 10 o'clock hours of What's on Your Mind. And, of course, he'll be here and we'll take your calls, questions, and comments. We have a little survey we do on Fridays called Normal or Nuts. Here's the candidates so far today. This is a sad one. The Air Force Academy is talking about dropping a help me God from the honor code oath. And as usual, when these kinds of debates come up, the center argument behind it is the concern over offending someone. Isn't that amazing? It seems to me if you intend to join the Air Force Academy and be part of the effort to protect and defend the United States of America, a country that was born with a motto, "In God We Trust," and that offends you, then maybe you ought to pick a different line of work or a different place to call home or a different country to defend. So I'm firmly in the that's nuts category. Tell me if you agree or disagree. 855-200-1776. Heidi Heitkamp is now joining the camp of those that want the health insurance mandate penalties delayed. Folks, I think that means you're winning a victory by her joining a growing number of Democrats who are considering a possible delay on imposing penalties for people who haven't yet purchased health insurance. Because of widespread problems with the government's healthcare website, this has prompted some Democrats to try and find some cover. Now, mind you, Republicans have been saying for some time, this is bad. But a few Democrats are joining that camp now as well. Heitkamp saying she's discussing the possibility of supporting legislation for a delay, but has made no firm decision as of yet. Oh, my goodness. Maybe the fact that as much bad as we know about this, whether it be the website, whether it be the price increases, whether it be just a simple matter of public opinion, for instance, in the state she represents, North Dakota, fact that she's made no firm decision as of yet and is just considering it. Is that normal or nuts? 855-200-1776. Is this flaring lawsuit normal or nuts? Now, hear me out. This lawsuit is being put forward by some folks who are the environmentalist type, okay? And so that naturally makes me a little suspicious. But just take the argument on its face without any ulterior motives considered for the moment here. If you have to, if you take a mineral owner, in other words, I own mineral rights, let's say, and it's an oil well, And obviously there's natural gas there as well, but the value of those mineral rights would be 80 to 1 in favor of the oil. And the lawsuit would say, unless you can capture that flare, you can't drill there. Because you're burning off value to me as a mineral owner. Well, you're going to stop the 80 because you can't capture the 1. Isn't that nuts? What sense is there in that? And if you say, well, I want to force it. I want both. I want the 80 and I want the 1. It can't happen fast enough. I mean, they're working on it. They're making progress and they're getting there, but they're not there yet. So what you will do is shut off the 80 or delay the 80 until you can get the 1. How does that help mineral owners? That's nuts, isn't it? 855-200-1776. Stephen Grafton wants to answer one of these. Hello, Steve.
Morning, Scott.
How are you?
You know what's really nuts about this In God We Trust thing? It's
Tell
not
me.
That they're dropping it from the oath. It's that they're banning it from the oath. They're removing the choice to say it if you choose to say it. That's what's nuts about the whole thing.
Is it ever?
I was watching on the Kelly Files here the other night about that, and the guy that's heading up this, he wants to ban it completely. You cannot choose to say it, even if you want to say it. They should be able to have a choice to say it if they want to or not say it. That's my point. But they're banning it completely. You cannot say it if you want to. That's nuts.
Yeah, very good point. I mean, in other words, if they're concerned about offending somebody, and that's the story here, right? And that they're worried about the Military Religious Freedom Foundation protested that the "So help me God" phrase that was added to the end of the oath that cadets swearing in. Actually, the cadets swear that they won't lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. The Religious Freedom Foundation says tying the honor code to a religious test violates the U.S. Constitution. So they're went on to say that we need to be respectful of all people of faith and all people of no faith, and so our goal is to do the right thing for the Air Force Academy. Your idea is a lot better, Steve. Look, if this offends you, if you don't want to do it, then just, you know, remain silent or choose a different oath. But why remove it for everybody?
Doesn't the U.S. Constitution give us the freedom to religion? So, in other words, they're violating our rights to freedom of religion by banning something like "In God We Trust."
Yeah, and I got a kick out of their name, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. I think they want freedom from religion.
Religious
is what
Freedom
they
Foundation, my backside. They're not for religious freedom. They're just for removing religion altogether. They're for banning it. They're not for any religious freedom. They're the people that are nuts.
I'm with you, Steve. Thank you. We're in the same camp. Anybody think this is normal? Tell me at 855-200-1776 today on the program. 855-200-1776. How about Minnesota officials taking a hands-off approach to cheating? Had quite a week in Minnesota. The Minnesota Teacher of the Year suggesting the 1%, in other words, anyone that's had some success and is that in that, you know, that whole 99 versus the 1% debate. The 1% she's worried about because she says her line of defense as a teacher is to be that line of defense against the tyranny of the 1%, the tyrannical, successful individuals who build things, employ people, and invest. Anyway, now the latest one, Minnesota officials taking a hands-off approach to cheating. That's nuts. And I'm starting to think the Minnesota Vikings might be a little nuts here, too. They're just flopping around like crazy here, aren't they, in this QB thing? Now, I hadn't considered this, but Steve Hallstrom has a theory. Steve, of course, hosts the Steve Sports Saturday program for us here on AM 1100, The Flag. And for our listeners in western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, you get it every Saturday morning, 9 to 11. Steve's going to join us a little later on in this hour and preview tomorrow's show. But there's some talk that this injury to Freedom is a phantom injury. A phantom injury. How about that? That they're just doing it to save face and get him out of there. What a mess. So, is the Vikings rotating QB controversy normal or nuts? There's another one we'll throw out there for you to take on today. By the way, an update on the 40 Days for Life campaign. It's day 31 today. 9 days left in the effort. We'll give you options on how you can participate. Plus Steve Hallstrom, plus weather, plus What's on Your Mind preview. We'll talk about our guests next.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What Steve Buchan is, eastbound and down.
I feel like I'm on a road trip now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly. You're telephonically eastbound and down. 855-200-1776. This first hour of the program, what's on my mind, what's on Steve's mind, And we certainly welcome What's on Your Mind as well. And, of course, hours two and three completely dedicated to What's on Your Mind. One listener answering that question, he's been thinking about Hillary today.
Yeah, I was thinking when Hillary Clinton starts running for office, somebody should make a commercial where they show her when she's running against Obama saying it's 2:30 in the morning, who do you want to answer that phone, and then use the Benghazi time span and where she was at. And that should get her a little train derailed, I think. Thank you much.
I'll get her train derailed. All right. Any others, welcome at 855-200-1776. So my normal or nuts picks. This is where Steve and I kind of narrow things down to which ones we'll opine about next hour and welcome your input. Air Force Academy, looking at dropping still help me out from the honor code. That's great.
This is our pining and not exclusive, though.
Say that again?
This is our pining and not exclusive, though.
What do you mean?
So if there's something that somebody else would like to chime in on.
Of course. Yes, exactly. Right. I just spent a little time running through my picks. The Air Force Academy, the flaring lawsuit. I'd like to find something that I think is normal, but so far all this stuff is nuts, in my view. Heidi Heitkamp is pondering a possible support for a legislation for a delay in the individual mandate penalty, pondering it. She's discussing the possibility of supporting legislation for a delay, but has made no firm decision as of yet. I don't know how much more information you need to know, hey, when you give it to businesses but don't to individuals, it's not a level playing field. When you have a October 1 deadline for a sign-up and it's a debacle, well, I don't know what more information you need, so I think that's nuts. And I also think the Vikings are nuts because they can't decide on who their QB is and now are inventing phantom injuries to quarterbacks to try and save some face. So I think that's nuts. How about you? What do you think is nuts or normal?
Well, I'm on board with the Air Force Academy. That is, to me, just ridiculous for a branch of the service doing that with their honor code, and we'll get into that in a little bit. I'm still a little tweaked about the diversion. Nobody wants to see Fargo flood, and everybody would like to see flood mitigation for the community of Fargo. By the grace of God, in 1997, Fargo made some right decisions that Grand Forks did not have catastrophic flooding, and they're paying for that now because they didn't get the flood mitigation taken care of like other communities that had dealt with that tragedy in 97. That being said, Fargo is ramrodding a project down at the expense of so many others, so many other communities, and it's a one fix for one problem when they have two problems they need to address. To me, that is nuts. That's just nuts.
Well, I am of the opinion that Fargo needs flood protection.
They do. Nobody will argue that.
Yeah, and diversion is what's been selected by, you know, the government bodies that matter to Fargo. Now, I understand there's folks outside of Fargo and Cass County that are going to think differently. And, you know, look, I respect them and I understand that. But you have to have a process. You can't, this indecision, this back and forth. So to me, that train's left the station. You have to make a decision. You've got to make a decision. And you've got to pick one. And in this case, you got a flood and flooding annually that is a problem. And to sit there and dilly-dally and this is one option and that's the other option and not pick one is dangerous. So,
Scott, I'm your neighbor, and I live right next door to you. And I build up my landscaping on my house or build up my property, so I'm 4 foot higher than you. So when there's a catastrophic rain event, your yard fills up with water. You live in a swamp now. Is that okay because my house is dry? I guess that's okay then. I have no consideration for you.
That's not true. I mean, it's just, you know, you...
Stupid. Oh, but by the way, because my ground is now elevated, for me to have a nice lawn, I'm going to have to take water from somewhere else and water my lawn even more now because, well, I'm out of water, my allocation of water, what is available to me to water that lawn because it takes more water now because I have a different landscaping scenario in my property. So now I have two problems that you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, I would take exception with your examples as being accurate. I think that, first of all, the fact that it's unneighborly, there's going to be impacts, right? I mean, you know that. So the idea is, okay, here's what we're going to do to protect ourselves. There's going to be impacts on you, so there needs to be mitigation for you as well. And that's what
but
you do.
The problem
is, there's better impacts.
Fargo's trying to skate by shoving all the impacts on everybody else and think that writing a check for and shoving water uphill to the land that has not had flooding issues is the solution to the problem. Fargo doesn't want to lose any downtown property by putting up flood walls or building the proper diking system. They don't want to put any burden on Fargo residents. They want to shove it all onto somebody else. Where is that fair? Where is that neighborly? Where is that North Dakotan? It's not.
Steve says it's nuts. I say it's normal in the sense that there's been a process and they have to pick a pony, folks, to get this problem taken care of.
Fargo's process, and they've excluded everybody else.
Fargo, Cass County, both. And I mean, there's been no shortage of. There's been forums, there's been ways to weigh in. People have had their say. A lot of voices involved in this, and a long time. Don't forget, this really goes back to the flood of 2009. We're sitting here in late 2013, for crying out loud. Get it done. Build something. By the way, guests on the program today, as I mentioned, Rochelle Savageau coming up here about the 40 Days for Life campaign in just a moment. 9:30, we'll have NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor. Big, big game for the Bison this weekend. In fact, the only opponent for the the Bison lost two games in the last 3 years, I think, and Indiana State was one of those teams. So that'll be in our focus. And also Michael Connelly, Executive Director for the United States Justice Foundation. He's a constitutional lawyer. And we're going to talk about some things. We've got a lot of listeners say impeachment ought to be considered for the president. Okay, what would be the constitutional case for impeachment? We'll ask him that. Obamacare. A lot of folks ask him about Judge Roberts and his ruling and the constitutionality of Obamacare. We're going to talk about that. And just overall the importance of every American knowing the Constitution. So looking forward to that conversation on the program today. Plus, Normal or Not's Friday. And we'll give you a chance to weigh in on these topics and many more. On the program with Steve Bakken, Scott Hennen, and your calls coming up top of the hour. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking. Agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your mind, and first hour, a chance to share a little what's on my mind. And you know what's on my mind? That it's day 31 of the 40 Days for Life campaign. Day 31. These always go so fast, and it's a perfect opportunity if you've yet to participate to do so, or if you have in some other way earlier in the campaign to finish strong. Rochelle Savageau, who's a member of the 40 Days for Life committee, joins us for an update on this wonderful effort taking place again this year in North Dakota with North Dakotans and, by the way, Minnesotans and South Dakotans and others coming to participate in the effort from all over, which is very nice. Rochelle, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Good. What's been your favorite part of the 40 Days for Life campaign for 2013 so far?
Well, it's just seeing all the wonderful people who are giving so generously of their time to come down to the abortion facility and pray in Fargo. And it just provides what a great awareness to our whole community of this building that is located in downtown Fargo where babies are killed every week. And we just so much need the witness of God's people to come down to that abortion facility and let others know that we care about women and that we want to provide more affirming ways for them to choose life for their child and to just pray for our state's unborn children, that they be protected and defended, and to bring God's people together. What a great, wonderful, unified effort of people of all faiths across our state to come together for 40 Days for Life.
For folks that have not had the opportunity to join the 24/7 prayer vigil in front of the one and only facility that performs abortions in North Dakota, what happens there? Bring us along the sidewalk and talk about that process.
Well, first of all, we invite people to sign up for a prayer hour, that they commit to a prayer hour, and they can do so by going online to www.40daysforlifend.com. And if you go into the schedule, you'll see the opportunity to choose an hour and to go in and put your name there. When you come down to the abortion facility, it's a prayerful presence that we're offering. If you're by yourself, it's just an opportunity, that chance to be with the Lord there on the sidewalk and to pray to Him, to our Heavenly Father. in whatever way you choose to. Oftentimes, and this happens, I think, more in the evenings where there's tends to be more people that will come down on the sidewalk. And not only are we there as prayers, but we're there as witnesses, especially in the evening. There tends to be more passerbyers, pedestrians on the sidewalk who will stop, sometimes visit, want to know what we're doing. And, you know, what a great way to bring a Jesus Christ to these people. And, you know, it's not always a friendly encounter that we have on the sidewalk. Sometimes there are people who do not agree with what we're doing there. But again, you know, it's just this awareness to make them aware that the abortion facility is there and that we are here to protect human life and to pray for an end to abortion in our state. So really, it's a very prayerful, peaceful experience that is meant to happen there on the sidewalk.
And really, it's no, I just experience I think everybody should have. It really is amazing because it really brings it all home, knowing that that's happening. And I know Wednesdays has traditionally been the day each week that abortions are performed, and so there's more activity on Wednesdays because of the 40 Days for Life effort and that the clinic is scheduling on different days. Do we know what day they're doing these procedures on now, Michelle?
They have. This week they did do them on Wednesday. 2 weeks prior to that, they were doing them on Tuesday. And yet, you know, we still have people, tends to be more people on those abortion days because of our North Dakota efforts. We have what we call One Call Now. And when we learn that abortions are taking place, there's a phone message that goes out to over 1,000 people across North Dakota asking them to pray. And oftentimes we invite people to come down to the abortion facility to pray as well. So that brings more people down there at that time. I have to admit, on abortion days, there tends to be escorts for the abortion facility that are on the sidewalk, and, you know, they will assist women into the abortion facility. It makes it more difficult for us to be able to witness to those women, but the more people that we have down there, the more powerful, I think, a prayer presence and a presence of just people who care about these women and want to help them. You know, hopefully we're in some way giving that message to women as they're going into the abortion facility.
Now, it's easy to participate in some way, and obviously the ideal is to just make that ultimate sacrifice and come actually be there from wherever you are, and folks do every year. Organized groups from all over. I know there's a group from Dickinson that comes every year, and folks really traveling hundreds of miles to participate, but a lot of ways, prayer, fasting, and actually part of the 24/7 visual outreach, just getting out of your box a little bit and letting folks know your feelings on this and taking some time to talk with others about it. Explain the best way to connect with the 40 Days for Life effort.
Well, I think the best way, Scott, is to go online to www.40daysforlifend.com. And there you can, again, go into the schedule and have the opportunity to sign up. If you're having trouble with the schedule, with signing up, you can always call our 40 Days for Life number, 701-356-7979, and that will connect you with someone who you can talk to, and they can help sign you up online as well. Or if you have questions about 40 Days for Life, what should I be doing when I'm down there? You know, how does this all work if you've never done it before? Please give us a call. We would love to help you not only get signed up, but to be at peace and comfortable with what the prayer effort is down there in front of the abortion facility.
Sean Carney sends out an email every day. He's one of the campaign coordinators for the national effort, because this happens in many places all across the world at the same time. And his note today was really interesting. and a good reminder. He said, abortion promises relief, that for around $500, your worries and fears will go away with a 15-minute surgery. It's sold and encouraged by many as the responsible solution. That may be the promise before an abortion, but afterwards, a woman's face tells a very different story. That's why it's so important that we stand vigil before the abortion to be a sign of hope, and after the abortion to represent our Lord's mercy. Your prayerful presence outside the abortion facility before the abortion helps save lives. Your presence there after the abortion can lead women to a path of healing. As we get ready for the last week of the campaign, he gives examples on the 40 Days for Life blog that encourage you to be there for the women in your community before and after their abortion. And there are great stories from all across the country that are happening. But this reminded me that, the reason we do this, Rochelle, the reason we support this is really the concern for not just the baby, but the mother who will carry that pain forever. And the stories from individuals that have gone through this, done this, and come to regret it should be quite a warning of all the emotional scars and the pain that remain long after the quote-unquote relief, right?
How true that is, Scott. And for kind of an effort that's come out of our local 40 Days for Life campaign is that it has brought together a group of post-abortive women. They're called the PALs. And, for the last 6 years, they have been traveling around the state of not only North Dakota, but into the western part of Minnesota, sharing their stories, not only their abortion experience, but even more so, this powerful healing of Jesus Christ in their life after this abortion experience, because so many women leave that abortion facility feeling that this is something that can never be forgiven or healed, and they carry that grief and that sadness around with them for 10, 20, 30 years. And the PALs, their whole stories telling is just so powerful because it frees women to be able to talk about their own experience, but then to go to our Lord and to trust in His love and mercy to heal and to forgive them. So that's the other beautiful, wonderful aspect of 40 Days for Life is that, as you said, Scott, we're not only there to protect the babies and to care about the women, but we're there to let those who have had an abortion, be it a woman or a man who's participated in one, know that there is healing, that Jesus is there to redeem them and to save them.
Rochelle Savageau from the 40 Days for Life campaign committee, thank you so much. And again, 40daysforlifend.com, the website to connect here regionally with this effort. 40, the number 40, daysforlifend.com. Or you can just simply call that number and sign up. Any information you need, 701-356-7979. Thanks, Rochelle.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it very much. 31 of 40 days, just a little over a week to go. All right, quick check of some sports headlines. World Series update, the Cards win last night 4-2, so that best-of-seven series is tied at 1-1. Yes! Too bad Mark isn't here, so I can't rub it in just a little bit. The Wild win last night 3-1 as well. That was a dandy. And, of course, the Vikes, quarterback controversy and all, 7:30 Sunday night against the Packers. It's Vikes-Pack week. And I think the Vikings are going to win. Am I nuts? That might be and Brett Favre, by the way, is dismissing the possibility of joining the St. Louis Rams, so that's official now. I know we talked a little bit about that yesterday. Sioux hockey team has the U.S. under-18 team exhibition game on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, so go Sioux this weekend. Take that in. And what am I forgetting? Oh, the Bison. Of course, the Bison and the Sioux are playing this weekend in football action. Bison have Indiana State. They'll be there. The Sioux are at Portland State. So there you go. Gene Taylor's going to join us on the program today to talk a little bit about that big game for the Bison, too. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hennen, with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Listeners on AM 1100 The Flag, Saturday mornings, there is a great program that airs called Steve Sports Saturday with Steve Hallstrom. And I want to tell you about tomorrow's program and just get you familiar with the show so you make an appointment listening every Saturday. Steve, how you doing?
Well, Scott, how are you today?
Fantastic. Ready for a weekend and excited for Steve Sports Saturday. What you got on tap?
Yeah, well, that makes two of us. We've got a good show set for tomorrow. Dustin Moore and myself will be taking our listeners from 9 to 11 a.m. as we do every Saturday. And, boy, there's a lot going on this time of year, Scott. Of course, college hockey is up and running, and you're pulling for UND on a regular basis, and I'm pulling for the Gophers on a regular basis. So that's always fun to have that little friendly rivalry within the studio there. But we'll also be talking a lot about the Minnesota Vikings and their continuing revolving door at quarterback, Josh Freeman, Christian Ponder. Who's it going to be this week? It's anybody's guess. It looks like right now that it will be Christian Ponder, and we thought we might have seen the last of him, But he's now back in the saddle for the Vikings because of somewhat of a phantom injury that we're seeing to Josh Freeman. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow.
Well, wait a minute now. Phantom injury, easy for me to say. Phantom injury, are you thinking that this is a way to get a shaky start, put him on the bench, or do you think he doesn't actually have this concussion?
No, I think there's something going on there, but I think for this to appear out of nowhere, much like Christian Ponder's infamous cracked rib injury from a few weeks back, I'm just not exactly sure what the real story is there. And so I think we're all trying to decide if this is just a reaction to Freeman's poor performance on Monday night against the Giants, or if there is something significant going on with his concussion symptoms. So we'll find out, I guess, as time goes on, but it doesn't look like we're going to see Josh Freeman anytime this coming Sunday.
What a mess that's been, hasn't it?
Ugh. It's been bad, and I think, Scott, really what's hard is that there are these changes week to week, and they're happening for strange reasons. Christian Ponder plays poorly, finishes the game, then all of a sudden we find out he has cracked ribs. And anyone who's had cracked ribs will tell you, you can't finish playing a football game if you have cracked ribs. So we kind of wonder what's going on there. And then Josh Freeman can't land a pass within the correct zip code of where he's throwing the other night against the Giants. And then all of a sudden we find out that, boy, he's got concussion-like symptoms, yet he finished the game on Monday night. And as we all know in the NFL these days, they are so psycho-careful, and rightfully so, about concussion symptoms. If there's anything going on at the time, people are taken out of the game immediately, and that did not happen. And so I think it's fair to be skeptical about the story that we're getting from Winter Park.
We're chatting with Steve Hallstrom, host of Steve Sports Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow on AM 1100 The Flag. Live from Vision Bank, by the way. Great spot to stop by and say hi. They have just a wonderful family-friendly atmosphere at Vision Bank. And so hope you stop by and see Steve and the crew tomorrow. NDSU women's basketball coach will be on. You're talking some Gopher football. Tell us a little bit about what else you have coming up on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, and one of the things that we really are excited about on the show, Scott, is, you know, every week we kind of get behind the scenes a little bit, get into some of the heart and soul types of things in sports. And we're really excited tomorrow to have Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance. He's going to talk about an event coming up, a kind of a campaign they have going on for the week. And one of the pieces of that is something called All. This is a really neat thing. It was founded by Tony, longtime NFL coach, and now a broadcaster, man of faith, who really wants to make sure that the dads and the men involved in the family stay involved and committed to those families. So there's just kind of a national awareness going on through All Pro Dads, and it's a neat program that Tony Dungy founded. We're going to talk a little bit about that with Tom and find out how people here locally can get involved and what this is all about.
That sounds fantastic. And, of course, you welcome calls, right?
Absolutely. Anytime. People can give us a call on the hotline, 701-271-1100. And people's calls are always welcome on the show anytime, you bet.
And stop by and see them right off the intersection of 32nd and 25th Street south of Fargo at Vision Bank for the show 9 to 11 tomorrow. Or tune in wherever you're at across western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, AM 1100 from 9 to 11. Steve Sports Saturday. Steve, have a great show.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great weekend.
Steve Hallstrom. And just a legendary broadcaster. A lot of years on WDAY. And we're proud to have him part of our team. Tune that in. You'll love it. Sun is shining in Fargo. 30 degrees right now. And forecast for the valley looks like mid-50s today. Not bad. Some sunshine. A little windy tonight and blustery later this afternoon. But for the most part, not a bad day. End the day with lots of sunshine. 34 degrees, the overnight low. And here's what we're looking at in the valley for the weekend. Low 40s tomorrow with partly sunny skies. Overnight low, mid-30s. Sunday, mid-40s. And we won't hit 30 overnight Sunday. Start of the week, partly sunny and looks like mid-30s. Kind of settling into a new norm here. Out in the oil patch, mostly sunny and 36 at Tioga this hour. Minot's mostly sunny, 37. Oil patch looks like it'll be about mid-50s today. Low 23 tonight. We're going to get into the teens this weekend. Remember, I promised that. Sunny all day today, though. That's nice. Sunny and 54 today. And again, 23 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, mid-40s. Overnight low 30. And then Sunday, we get cloudy, upper 30s. But lows literally in the teens. in the 15 to 16 range, the low to mid-teens, both Sunday and Monday. 27 degrees, cloudy skies on Monday. What you can expect. That's a check of the weather. All right. Our normal or not survey questions. We just added another guest, too. Bishop David Kagan is going to join us to tell us about the Thirst Conference that's happening in Bismarck this weekend. Wonderful event. NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor and a constitutional expert. All coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.